proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting teaching for you today. We're teaching in this area of kings and priests. That's the name of the series. And specifically, we're teaching on no more toil. Now, when Adam was in the garden, God gave him a prohibition. He said, don't eat of this particular tree. Well, you know what happened. Adam and Eve ate of the tree, disobeyed God, and consequently, they got put out of the Garden of Eden. Now they're out in a place where they have to toil for everything in life. Toil means to struggle with fatigue in mind or in body. They had to sweat. They had to do hard labor for everything that they got. You see, in the garden, gold was just laying out right on the ground. But now what do you have to do for it? Dig for it. Glory to God. Well, what am I saying? Because we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, we now can operate in this life without toil. We don't have to have any more toil in our lives. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go into it now. It's called No More Toil. Sowing and reaping is another system. And the church should have established this new system by now. Amen. Because this system operates on a higher level than the natural system of buying and selling that you see out here.
Amen.
See? It operates on a high yield. Just like that lottery, hitting that number. This system operates on 100-fold.
Amen.
You can sow one seed and get 100-fold. You can sow $1,000 and get $100,000 back. Now, let's go further. It operates on 1,000 times more. So now you can talk about 1,000 times 1,000. This isn't one hit.
Amen.
I'm trying to come down where y'all could recognize what I'm talking about. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, I want you to see this, because this is a system that we need to commit to, that we can establish. This is a system that Joseph in Egypt raised up the most powerful economy in the world. Jesus is in the New Testament, the type of Joseph, meaning Joseph was a type of Jesus. But Jesus, same thing. He came to establish that economy and teach it to his people so that they could dominate the other economy. See? And that's why the enemy doesn't want you to do it, because you will amass wealth. And notice what he said. He said to establish his covenant. And that word establish, sometimes we think that it's something that you're going to establish for the first time. No. That's not what establish means in Hebrew. In there, it means to continue. You are continuing what Abraham did. What he gave to Abraham, you are continuing. Now, what did he give to Abraham? All you have to do is read in Genesis chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. The Bible says, and Abraham was very rich. What's another translation? Extremely rich. He wants you to continue to be extremely rich and amass wealth. Now listen, you tell the average Christian that, the first thing they do is reject you. The reason why they reject you is because they, first of all, never heard it before, but they're trying to analyze it with natural thinking that is much below the standards of the kingdom of God. Well, I'm preaching now. Yeah.
And God wants you to be there. Why? Because he wants you to manifest his kingdom. And his kingdom is very rich. It is extremely rich. He wants you to manifest it here in this earth. And what he did is the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. So not tie that to your natural job or whatever have you, but realize that job, God will use your work as a channel, but the blessing of the Lord, it's going to make you rich. Now, look what it says here. Now, we talk about a revelation, sowing and reaping. Look what it says here, verse 21 of Job chapter 22. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come to thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth and lay up words in thy heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up, and thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shall thou lay up gold as what? Dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Now, lay up gold as dust. See, if you got a revelation, sowing and reaping, then you'll start seeing that. See, once you get a revelation, you'll see it everywhere it is. You'll see it everywhere it is. Folks, inside of you controls you. Do you realize that if you get a millionaire thinking, then you see millionaire opportunities. You draw millionaire resources. You just do. That's what you are. You are that. See? And he said, lay up gold as what? Dust. All right? What do you do with your furniture? Dust it. But if you come back in 3 or 4 days, you're going to have to do what? Dust it again. See what I'm saying? See? You got the gold, but you come back in 3 or 4 days, there's some more gold there. See, sowing and reaping. Are you following what I'm saying? Lord have mercy. Go to 1 Samuel chapter 1. This is very, very important now because I'm decided while I was on that trip to India that you're fitting to prosper whether you want to or not.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The reason why is because I go over there and see so many poor people, and I said, boy, let me tell you, it really would be nice if we could fly a whole bunch of people over here. And we could take care of all kinds of needs and so forth and so on, you know, for a week, you know. And when you take off from your job, it won't put you 3 payments behind in your house. And you know what I mean? That we've been working for a system that has been using us. And we got to get off that donkey because she ain't going to ride no more. All right? Where did I tell you to turn? Pardon me. 1 Samuel, okay. All right, look at 1 Samuel. See, a lot of people preach, you know, some people preach prosperity, but they don't preach a mission of prosperity, the reason for prosperity. And I think that's why people call me every place to preach it, because they say, you preach it different than other people preach it, because I understand missions. I'm a mission person, see. Look what it says here. This is Hannah. Now, Hannah's trying to have some kids, couldn't have no kids, okay? And verse 9, so Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli, the priest, sat upon the seat by the post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord host, if thou will indeed look upon the affliction of thy handmaiden, remember me. Say, remember me. Now, this is covenant talk right now. And forget not thy handmaiden, but will give unto thy handmaiden a man-child. Then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come nigh his head. I want you to look at verse 10 first. She was in bitterness of soul. Okay? That's emotional. She prayed. Okay? That's prayer. And she wept sore. That's crying. But notice, her feeling bad, her prayer, her crying did not move God. Because he's not moved by your need. If he did that, he would violate his covenant. So he cannot. I'm trying to bring you up now so that you can use this thing like it's supposed to be used, because there's a system of the kingdom that many people are not using, and because you're not using it, there's still lack. But the reason why we're not using it is not because we don't love God. I think it's because we don't have a full revelation of the fact that this is not something that every time you give, God gets involved in. It's just a law. It's a covenant. And when you do give, he then, meeting the criteria, he gives back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men given to your bosom. Now, I want you to see this now. Verse 11, then she vowed a vow. Now, what is a vow? I put something in my Bible. I put it up here. God uses the words of your mouth as credit and allows him to go into your future harvest and bring a deposit out of that time zone into the now, bringing us the operational capital that we need. Every one of you, everything God's going to do for you, he's already what? Done. Okay? Everything. All the harvest, he's already given you. But where is it? It's in your future. What does a vow do? It allows him to go into your future harvest and pluck out a seed. And brings it back to you in the now. Even though you didn't sow. Now, are you following what I'm saying? But technically, you vowed to sow. So he gives you harvest on credit. That's why you must keep it. Because if that law doesn't work and he gives you a harvest without seed, he has violated himself. And he will cease to be God. The devil will have him. So you got to pay. Don't make a vow quickly unless you fully intend, come on, to pay it. But a vow will give you a breakthrough when nothing else will work. Boy, I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Okay, it's a powerful thing, folks. There's systems in the spirit here that are very powerful. Oh, Jesus. Okay, all right. Well, there's some others. Well, let's look at one more. Let's look at Matthew chapter 17. Look what it said in Matthew chapter 17, verse 24. And when they were come from to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, does your master pay tribute? What is tribute, somebody? Taxes, all right? He said, yes, is what Peter said. And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom of tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? And Peter said to him, of strangers. And Jesus said unto him, then are the children free. Okay. Now, he's talking about the children of the king, meaning that we who are royalty in this earth do not have to pay tribute. However, he said in another place, render unto Caesar what? The things that are Caesar's. Pay your taxes. So now, I better say that again. Pay your taxes. Okay? So now verse 26, and Peter said to him of strangers, Jesus said to him, then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast in a hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up, and when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money, that take and give unto them for me and thee. Now you follow that? All right? So they needed some money. What did he do to get it? He sent Peter where? Fishing. What did Peter pull in? Fish with what in his mouth? With money in his mouth. Okay? Let's call that harvest. Now, did Jesus sow any seed for that? He had to. That's what I'm trying to get to you. You can't violate it. You can't. He can't give you a harvest without a seed. Man, if you just get that into your noggin, folks, he knows that job is not paying enough because it's a system of the world that's designed to keep you working for it. But no more toil. So what I want to do is I want to invest in another system. I ain't talking about the lottery. I'm talking about the kingdom. And that system will pay me as much as I need when I need it. Now, one of the things that we want to do is want to get revelation, because without revelation, you and I can be deceived. Okay? Do you agree with that? All right, listen at this now. The organized church is pretty much run by intellectuals. I'm making a statement. This is my statement. This is First Winston. It's run by reason and human logic. And a lot of times what we do is we think that that's getting ahead in this earth as far as the church is concerned, but church hasn't been going anywhere. And so what happens is we have misquoted scripture, such as in 1 Timothy chapter 6, he said that the love of money is the root of all evil. And you've heard people say money is the root of all evil. And it's not the root of all evil. The love of it is. Also, in Luke chapter 6, verse 20, he says that blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And we've heard people talking about, well, you just be poor, brother, and you get yours when you get to the other side. Well, that's misinterpretation. It says, hey, wait a minute. The poor now are blessed because they have another kingdom. They can tap into another kingdom, and no longer have they need to bear the weight of their own provision of that small amount coming from a job that they might have, but now they can tap into that great inheritance that God has for them and has given to them from the beginning. Over in Psalm 115 and verse 16, it says, the heavens, even the heavens of the Lord, but the earth has he given to the children of men. Now, we've miscommunicated that. And God clearly says what belongs to him and what belongs to you. If the earth doesn't belong to you, you have no seed to sow. You can't sow somebody else's seed. You got to sow your own seed. And then people have attacked the wealth of prosperity preaching message, see? And they have made, glory to God, they've tried to make a person feel like you were in covetousness when you're really in covenant. They've had the nerve to call the faith teaching or word of faith, they had nerve to call it a movement. And the Bible, and they say that that time has passed. And the Bible clearly says that the just shall what? Live by faith. That a faith must be a lifestyle. And after you get saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, then the next thing you need to learn is how to use your faith. Because it's only by faith can you overcome the world. And so what do we need now? We need a revelation. And I look at this revelation and discernment and renewing of the mind in the same category, because Joseph Rose was raised up to be PM in Egypt, a prime minister in Egypt. And in that, I'm seeing here where the black man, I'm talking now, that the black man thinks that there is a racial barrier that keeps him from making progress. I want to tell you the truth. And the truth is that Joseph was a Jew, and he was raised up to be the PM of Egypt. Daniel was a Jew and raised up to be the highest person next to King Darius in the whole kingdom of Medo-Persia. I'm telling you, in 1905, Booker T. Washington raised up one of the most successful schools in the South, and it was Tuskegee Institute, now Tuskegee University. He turned out more self-made millionaires than Harvard, Yale, and Princeton universities combined. This is a direct quote from the Business Reform magazine. They did the study on it, and he is listed as a business legend among Dwight L. Moody, William Colgate, John D. Rockefeller, Mary Kay, Ash, and J.C. Penney, and other people. I'm just telling you right now, there's a stronghold in people's minds, and somehow they think that if somebody else couldn't do it, you can't do it either. But let me remind you of what God says. He said that if he be for you, there is no man that can stand against you. Let me remind you what he says. He always causes us to triumph. Let me remind you, he said, you are becoming the head and not the tail. Let me remind you, he said, I am no respecter of persons. What I'll do for one man, I'll do for another man, for a white man, a black man, an Indian man, it makes no difference with him. Now, what happens to us? And the one thing that I got here is the law of association. That people are coming in here and hearing the word, but they're going back around some of those old friends, and those old friends subconsciously cause you to drop back down at the same level that you were before you came in here. They cause you to gravitate back to your old existence. I'm telling you, whoever you spend time with, you'll find many times you'll end up in the same place. It says here, don't even hang around with an angry man, or you'll become angry yourself. He said, walk with the wise, and you'll be wise. He said that corrupt communication will... You show me your friends, I'll show you your future. He had to take Joseph out of his friend, out of them brothers. He had to take Abraham out of his father. He had to take it, and I'm telling you right now, God showed me that this is where the devil has been stealing the harvest that you're supposed to have. That many times you're going back, you're hanging around with them friends, and you're coming back down to a level. And they call you all them names and so forth. Well, you ain't that no more. And some of you have even said, well, it runs in my family. Anytime you get born again, you're in a new family. The only thing that runs in your family is health and wealth. Ain't nobody stopping your prosperity. Can't nobody stop you from reaching your destiny but you.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, again, that's called No More Toil. Now, this is talking about fatigue and heavy labor in our lives, sweat and just trying to make it. I mean, struggling in everything, in your family, in your finances, just everything. Well, God wants to take that away. He said in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no painful toil, no sorrow with it. You see, in the beginning, Adam, his job was, or assignment was not connected with his provision. In other words, God provided for him everything he would need independent of what he did as a job and assignment. But now what happened because of the curse, the job is connected with my provision. In other words, if I want more provisions, I got to work harder, work longer, get two jobs, and so forth. You tell people, hey, I want you to get out of debt. What do? They try to go and get some overtime and so forth and so on, trying to get more money to get out of debt. Well, God has a way that you don't have to spend less time with your family or whatever have you. You can go to that job or that assignment. You can work normal hours and so forth, come home and be with your family, and still get your bills paid off, get your debt canceled, so forth and so on. Why? Because you're working under a new system. This is a powerful series. It's called No More Toil. Well, the address and phone number are on your screen right now. I want you to order it, because in this, you get faith for this teaching on no more toil. Here's what he says again in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no painful toil. Get this series today. I'm sure you'll be blessed. Well, this is Bill Winston saying that's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Did you wake up with provisions on your mind? Is it a constant struggle just to make ends meet? It's time to start living the good life that God has already prepared for you. Your days of toiling are over.
When God worked, he didn't stop because he was tired. He stopped because he was finished. And he's making you like him.
No More Toil is the fifth installment of the Kings and Priests series by Dr. Bill Winston. In this dynamic teaching, you'll discover that your job does not dictate your income because you're operating above this world system.
People have not moved beyond their salary because that's what their prosperity is connected to. Break that. The blessing of the Lord, it makes you rich, not your job.
Order No More Toil today, and Dr. Winston will explain why God's economy is higher than the world's economy, how to sow and reap a harvest, why there are no financial impossibilities in the body of Christ, and much more.
God ain't moved by your need. He's moved by your seed.
To order your copy of No More Toil, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. God wants us to depend on Him to meet our needs. Learn how you can receive all that God has for your life without painful toil. Order your copy of No More Toil today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Once you come into the kingdom, you got new rights. I said, you got new rights. And do you know when those rights are being violated, you can call on God and He will answer. I said, you can speak things and God will set it right.